you. Item number 9.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the purchase of service contracts with Project Access, Inc. by $10,000 from $452,836 to $462,836, and Wisconsin Community Support Programs by $10,000 from $1,936,529 to $1,946,529 in the Behavioral Health Division for the period of October 16, 2013 through December 31, 2013. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. This is actually requesting a retroactive contract to go through the end of the calendar year. At the beginning of October, the community services branch, the mental health section is called SALE, it's Service Access for Independent Living. We received an overwhelming number of referrals for individuals needing community-based services. This was an incredible anomaly. We got 30 referrals within a 10-day period of time, and this is over three times the number of referrals that we actually receive on a traditional week period of time. And so one of the things that we recognized is that we could not let individuals wait to be able to access necessary services. Of those 30 individuals, 18 of them were needing community support program level of care. We were able to place the other 12 individuals within existing service delivery, such as targeted case management or day treatment that was being requested. But the community support program is a very intensive level of care. And in order to be able to serve these individuals without wait and without, the risk for decompensation, we request emergency ability to be able to increase contracts with two respective vendors for two caseloads. Each one of those vendors, both Project Access and Wisconsin Community Services, increasing their capacity to serve 10 extra individuals within their existing CSP caseload. This is set on the model of the proposed evidence-based model of ACT IDDT, in which it is a 1 to 10 ratio. And I also wanted to identify the reason why those two vendors were selected was utilizing the scores from the recently completed request for proposal for community support programs that was completed and conducted by the community services branch.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the increase of $10,000 for each agency equates to whatever number divided by the 30 referrals?
Of the 30 referrals, 18 individuals needed community support programs, so mm-hmm. It's adding an extra cushion of two additional individuals. So it actually splits it where it's a 10 individuals would go to Project Access and the other 10 to the Wisconsin Community Services.
Yeah, but the actual referrals, would it be 15 and 15, though?
10 and 10.
The other
12 of the 30 referrals were able to be placed within existing service levels of care that the community services branch has. So the other individuals were requesting or needed like targeted case management, mm-hmm. and we were able to place those individuals without wait and day treatment, which is also a level of service that we manage within the community services branch.
Thank you. So I don't know if you mentioned I think I asked this, but I don't remember the reason behind the increase just specifically for last month, those 30.
It's a good question, Supervisor, and I don't have a response to that mm-hmm. other than we have seen a significant trend annually from like 2011 to 2012. We had a 40% increase in referrals. From 2012 to 2013, right now, we have a 30% increase of referrals. And, I mean, we are meeting our SALE is the entity in which individuals meet the Chapter 51 requirement. So they have a severe and persistent mental illness and a functional impairment to be placed in service. We know that some of the increase is because we are strengthening our relationship with Wraparound and the Youth Transition Services. But for this year, it's difficult to pin down one specific reason as to why we have seen that trend continue to increase, but we are trying to anticipate that for like next year, it probably will also continue to have a trend, probably close to 20 or 25% increase from this year's service delivery.
Okay. And this is to the end of the year. I see it to the end of the year. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Approval, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I have a motion for approval. There are no further comments or questions from committee. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion.
Stamper.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
All right.